Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Man, today's a big day. Lindsay L will be in. Lindsay L has an album out. I hope everybody buys it at Walmart or Target or downloads it. Lindsay L is also my girlfriend. Lindsay L is also a good artist. And I'm a little nervous. I think I'm more nervous about today than John Mayer. Let me be honest with you.
What?
Because of all the places this can go.
So do you have one butterfly or two?
No, I got like diarrhea. There's not butterflies there.
TMI.
That's kind of weird.
T-M-I.
Well, it's just like I feel weird. She comes in. And I just hope people listen to her record. It's finally out. She's been waiting forever. But, you know, it's just it's a thing now. She's going to come in and do her thing. And be interviewed by the listeners. That's today. It's in like 2 hours. Do you know the reason you love your dog so much?
Why?
I've had my dog 14 years. Amy's had hers 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my dog. Holy cow. Don't ask me any L questions when Lindsay's here. I guess you're whatever.
Don't put restrictions on my interviews. Do I ever restrict your interviews? Ever.
No, but you can't.
Yeah.
According to new research, when humans and dogs look into each other's eyes, they each get a surge of oxytocin, the same feel-good love hormone that helps mothers bond with their children.
Wow.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I love that dog. I will tell that dog, I love you. Like, that dog, I will scratch his head, and I'll be like, Dusty. I talk to my dog like a human. I don't go, DJ, love you. I'm like, hey, dude, just so you know, I love you. No, I got no problem saying that.
Mm-hmm.
To humans, it's more like this. Cool. Yeah, we good. We cool. Anyway, I'm a little nervous today, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little on tilt. Lindsay L coming in today.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
You know, I love Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Don't get paid. Never been paid a nickel.
I love them too.
A Southwest Airlines employee named Sarah saved the day. There's a woman in Pittsburgh. She had a bag containing items she needed for her chemo, and it didn't arrive at the airport. So Sarah went and found the bag, delivered it to her, handwritten note. She took the bag and started going through all the baggage claim, whatever.
To find it.
Found the bag. She drove the bag to the woman's house as soon as her shift was over. Didn't wait on the delivery thing that will drive things back. And the bag said, sorry for the delay. Myself and my Southwest family are thinking of you and wish you the best. Kick cancer's butt. With love, Sarah from Pittsburgh.
That's customer service times like 1 million.
Yeah. Southwest Airlines, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Bag fly free. And they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dang. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in New York. A high school football player died lifting a large log with teammates. He was hit in the head by the log. For most high schoolers, football practice across the country has been underway, or it starts on Monday. In restaurant news, IHOP and Applebee's are closing over 100 restaurants all over the country. They're going to start to shut down in the coming months. And finally, in New Orleans, there's been serious storms, also could be dangerous flooding. An emergency alert has been sent out. Schools are closed today across the city. Officials say to take necessary actions to protect yourself and loved ones.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, people still are fired up about this Lunchbox deal. Lunchbox said on the show yesterday that babies should not go to concerts. I didn't disagree with him. I just was wondering his opinion. Because you went to John Mayer and saw a six-month-old.
Yeah, sitting there behind me, and the music's loud, and this six-month-old doesn't have any idea what's going on. And you go to, like, festivals like you guys played Watershed, and people take their babies to these all-day events. Like, leave them at home.
Okay, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
You're hearing this guy. What do you think about this?
Honestly, I would think, you know, babies shouldn't be at concerts, but I was at Dierks Bentley a couple months ago in Tampa, and he does this bit in the middle of the show where he kind of comes down from the stage and walks through the middle of the venue, and he's giving everyone high fives, and during it, someone hands him like a two-month-old baby with these giant headphones on, and the place went nuts. He grabbed it, and it was like he had no idea what to do with it. His face was priceless.
I think he was just so surprised because he's got a few kids himself.
No, yeah. I saw a picture of that. I thought it was awesome. And how cool for that kid to be like, yeah, I was at Dierks Bentley. He held me.
The kid doesn't even know who Dierks Bentley
is. When the kid grows up.
Well, it's not like you could hear them anyway. It's so loud in there. I don't think you could hear a baby crying anyway.
Kevin, appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Thank you for listening to Tampa. Appreciate all of that. Man.
Yeah.
There isn't a right answer on parenting most of the time. if they have headphones, I'm okay with it. Yeah. That's what I've decided. Put headphones on them, I'm okay with it. As long as the kid's not getting hurt, I'm okay with it. So I guess I would disagree with you a bit.
Well, I'm sorry your opinion's wrong.
And there we have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Time for your positivity. It's Friday. That's positive. Now time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
This guy's out delivering his papers. His name's Josh. He saw a fire burning under the front porch of a house, so he calls 911. And he's like, okay, well, they're not going to get here fast enough. Starts ringing the doorbell, starts banging on. It's 4:40 in the morning. Like, you're risking your life, dude, because they may come with a shotgun at 4:40 in the morning. Thankfully, the homeowner came. I was like, oh, what's happening? And he told the others, they went inside, grabbed multiple fire extinguishers, put it out, everybody's safe, because the paper guy was paying attention. And wow. Also, just didn't wait on 911.
Yeah.
That's a tough call to make.
Sprung into action.
Sprung into action. Yeah. Shout out there. Amy, you're up.
It's what one woman did in my story. She sprung into action. There was a piglet, like, racing in and out of traffic. Busy, busy traffic. She slammed on her brakes and caught the pig. She caught the pig. She said she has practiced catching pigs at fairs and stuff, so she's really good at it. But turns out the pig needs some surgery. They think it fell out of a truck that was carrying pigs or something. And the community has rallied together. Two local businesses have come together to fundraise for the pig surgeries. And they're doing one event called Swine and Wine.
Swine and Wine. You just wanted to say that. The whole story.
Yeah.
Like,
and
that
also,
was the buildup.
Where's the pig running in the street that I can save? I wouldn't do that.
I probably wouldn't think it was real. I saw a pig running down the street. Lunchbox, you're up.
Solar Works DC is doing something awesome. They're putting solar panels for free on low-income houses to save people money. And usually it's really expensive to put these solar panels on. But it's a charity organization. They're just going around. If you want them, get them for free. Saving people money and saving energy.
Wow.
Boom,
that's
boom,
cool.
Boom.
Yeah. There you go. That's good news. Thanks for hanging with us on Friday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Our producer, Eddie, has two kids, and he made a brilliant observation about soda versus water. Remember yesterday we were talking about soda and how much we love it, but we don't drink it because it's terrible for us.
Yeah.
Try not to drink it. Eddie said this to me.
What's the deal? I went to a vending machine to buy a water, and it was more expensive than soda. It was like 50 cents to 75 cents more expensive than a Coke.
I looked. $1.50 for water, $1 for soda at the vending machine.
What on earth? Why is that a thing? Like, why? Water should be the cheapest thing we have because we all need water.
Yeah, that stinks. It's like fast food is cheaper.
Yeah.
And that's why people continue to eat fast food. For me growing up, it's all eight because we could afford at a 99-cent hamburger.
Right. And because we all want and need it, they can charge more for it.
Yeah, I just felt like that was the essential, not sugar water. Like, essential is water. That's what we need to survive, and it's cheaper to get Coke. Man, I got really disappointed, because I think that...
I mean, it's not about the water. It's about how inexpensive the bad thing is.
Right. Okay, that's my point. And it just sucks, because, like, inadvertently, we're just going for the cheaper things, because that's how we shop.
Okay, that word sticks out to me.
Yeah.
You say the word sucks. Now, I say that, but you have kids, and I know you don't say that on your kids, do you?
No, I guess not when they're right in front of me.
It's weird that you say, because you don't really say that word.
It's like, I think it was a visual thing where I see you guys in front of me, and I'm just not thinking like my
weird kids.
Yeah,
what words
weird do
you say that you say in normal conversation you don't say in front of your kids?
H-E double talkie sticks.
Yeah.
Like, what the H?
Mm-hmm. Do you curse at all in front of your kids?
No.
Never?
No, not at all.
What's a bad word, though, that's like, sucks, a bad word?
Yes.
Is stupid a bad word?
It's not really. It's something we don't really say.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to say, like, okay, that's dumb, we can say that's dumb.
But not stupid.
Yeah, and, like, the boys have been pushing me on farting. Like, they want to say fart all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't stop it. Just, if you're going to say, like, your brother tooted, say he tooted.
No,
come on.
You can't make him say toot.
Because they know that it's like, I don't like the word fart, and it just really is not appropriate.
Yeah.
So they're just like, fart, fart, he farted, I farted.
Lunchbox loves it. He's
exactly
shaking right now. He's laughing.
How can you not like the word fart?
They're going to be like grown men, and they're going to be like, tooted.
No. Yeah.
Like Morgan and Tinkle.
Yeah, our fruits of Morgan, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that really disturbed me a little bit.
Yeah, I'll back to that.
We've already moved on. Yeah, okay.
The dance party comes up in a bit, so I got something for you guys. We're going to go themed dance party coming up in a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. What's the theme?
Money, right?
Money.
Money theme dance party. I don't know what you're doing today, but we'll rock out. Also, Lindsay L will be in too. So it'll be a crazy day. Mm-hmm. That's why I themed it money.
Oh.
Why?
Huh?
Because she's so money.
Yep.
Duh.
Money.
Yeah,
money.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Thousand Oaks, California. A few months back, a family came home, and they're like, man, someone broke into our house. And they go in the restroom, and they're like, oh, someone used our toilet and didn't flush. They call police. They collected the stuff.
The boo-boo.
Yeah. Used DNA evidence. It took them months to run the DNA, track the guy down. He's been arrested, all because he didn't flush the toilet.
Yeah, Amy and I were talking about this a couple days ago, and it's like, remember Home Alone when they had the wet bandits? And that's how they... What if this is this thing? He's like the poop bandit? And now they're all tracking it all back?
I mean, that's hilarious. Just flush the toilet.
Or don't rob people.
Or, yeah, don't number two in somebody else's house. There's so many levels to this. Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
So Morgan, our head producer, has asked Lunchbox to put subjects in his emails because they'll go right to our spam if he doesn't. And so...
Oh, great.
So she's asked, she said, Lunchbox, please put subjects in your emails because anything he sends, it goes right into her spam. So here are some of the subjects that Lunchbox has put in the last week. Poop-filled diaper. Eddie poops his pants.
Nice.
Poop, crap, vomit. Dookie. Added poop. Like, this is the stuff he's writing in the subject to our producer. He can't just write, like, show material.
Right. Or the day or something. Wait,
go ahead.
I just think it's funny because she said, add something to the subject line. So that's really funny. What else would you rather see in your email than poop or poop-filled diaper or Eddie poops his pants?
Like, I mean, you are an 8-year-old.
That is so hilarious. Like, to me, that is so funny. Instead of being boring, being like... Thursday, Friday, Monday. I mean, how lame is that? When you see emails, you don't get very excited. When you see my emails, puts a smile on your face.
Yeah. There's an intruder. He broke into a place. He didn't steal anything, but he literally cleaned the guy's apartment. So this happened in Virginia. He breaks into the place and takes nothing of value. Just starts wiping things down. The guy gets home and he's like, did a maid service come? No maid service came. Realizes the lock had been broken. Someone broke in the house and cleaned.
I'll send it to my address.
Yeah. So, like, you press
tell
charges?
What's your address, Lunchbox? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if he's listening. I want to make sure. I'll DM him on Twitter. But
he called police. He noticed his apartment appeared to have been cleaned, not cleaned out. And his items had moved around, but nothing was missing.
Huh.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds
I wonder
like a
if a maid
deal.
Service accidentally went to the wrong place.
But they broke the lock.
They did. Maybe they couldn't get in. Like, I don't know.
They're like, we really got to clean this place. We're breaking in.
So would you really charge him with a crime if he didn't take anything? I mean, he
yeah,
came
you
in.
Can't go into a place.
Breaking in.
Yeah, it's you can't go into a place.
So, I would refuse to press charges.
Speaking of breaking in, Lunchbox's mom had her car broken into. But she just left her doors unlocked, right?
Correct. She had it in the driveway, forgot to lock the door. She came out the next morning, and someone had stolen her car charger, a pack of cigarettes, and her lighter out of the console. And I guess this ever since Amy gave this warning, it seems like it's all coming back on the Box family, because my car got hit. Now my mom's car gets hit. I mean, we live in two separate neighborhoods, two separate states. But, yep, got jacked.
But the thing is, if you would have locked your doors, it wouldn't have happened.
Well, they could have broken the window, but yeah, probably they were just looking for unlocked cars, and they pulled the handle, it opened, and they went through it. And so we learned our lesson. We got to lock our car doors. We keep forgetting, and I told my mom she's at fault.
I issued the warning for all of the land.
All of the land, yes.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a bit, Lindsay L. will be in studio. Her album is out today. I hope you all download it for personal reasons. There are lots of songs on there. Some are about me. Some aren't. Some are, though, for sure. The mean ones.
Definitely.
But, yeah. She will be in a bit. We'll talk about that. Also, my stepdad, Arkansas Keith, will be on later, too.
This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Our producer, Morgan, is in studio right now. Yesterday, Morgan was talking about a dump truck that had flung a rock, cracked her windshield, about a 6-inch long crack, right?
Right.
Did you call the dump truck place?
So first, I called my insurance company because I thought, what if they'll just cover it? Well, they won't. I have a $500 deductible, so I'll have to pay for it myself. And then I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to call this dump truck company. They won't cover it. They're like, no, SOL, you got to cover it yourself. So basically, I'm paying for a new windshield.
How much does that cost?
I haven't even looked into it yet, but my dad says around $300 at least.
Hmm. I knew the dump truck place wasn't going to take any fault for it. And the question is, do you want your insurance paying $300 anyway for it when it's going to affect your things forever?
Your deductible or whatever.
And I would get it fixed as soon as possible because it will spread.
Yeah, I know. It's just a crummy situation. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to get it fixed this week, but or weekend.
Speaking of crummy situations, Amy, you see the story about the guy? He bought this girl an engagement ring, and he bought it 3 sizes too small because he wanted to lose weight to fit into it.
Yeah, I did see that, and I was like, what?
What a jerk.
Yeah, and then what if, like, she does sort of, like, lose weight, but not in her fingers?
Well, so she ended up breaking off with him, and then she lost a bunch of weight, and now looks phenomenal, and...
Boom.
Won't date him.
Yeah.
What?
What a
terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
To buy someone an engagement ring too small and go, let's get married once you can fit into this ring.
Yeah, rude. That's so horrible.
Right? Isn't that so horrible?
That's not love.
Oh my gosh, guys. He's trying to improve her health and her life. And maybe maybe that's something she had talked about, how she wanted to lose weight. And so this was him being like, okay, here's your journey. This is your step. And
your journey.
I am telling you, I think it's a noble thing to do.
Okay.
Taylor Swift took the stand yesterday, day 4 of the legal trial against the radio guy. I don't know. He seems creepy to me. You know, I'd be a terrible juror because I blow with the wind. But Taylor's very good at talking and communicating, and she was very steadfast in what she said exactly happened. And she did say the A word a lot. I don't curse. So for me, I was like, woo, like curse words there.
I
don't know. Maybe that's not a curse word to some people.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a curse word.
You don't?
No.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm talking about a donkey. I don't, but he's suing her because it cost him his $150,000 a year job at a country station, KYGO, and future career opportunities. She was questioned as to why she didn't notify the bodyguard. She said because fans were waiting in line, and why she didn't report the incident right then. She said because their fans would have heard it. I believe that story from her. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if he did it. I think when he speaks, I'll be interested to know, see what he says. But man, he looks like he personifies creepy radio guy, like flames on his shirt, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
So I was following that yesterday.
Remind me of the picture. Did he have a mustache?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of a goatee-ish mustache-y thing, but more mustachio.
That's another like.
Yeah.
You know. Shout out.
Lindsay mustaches. L. coming in just a bit.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
All right, Lindsay L. is here. Everybody say hi to Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
This is the first time you've been in over a year, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's
been a long time. Well, once we started dating, it kind of became off limits.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also why we decided to let the listeners interview her. Amy has questions here.
Yeah, I do.
So, Lindsay, good to see you. By the way, Lindsay's record's out today, and I hope everybody downloads it, because let me tell you, I've heard it, and it is great. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think it's fantastic. One of my favorites that's out today. Yeah.
What should be that's your favorite?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to ask questions. Amy's going to ask questions that listeners have sent in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question number one, Amy, go ahead.
This is from Michael H. How did she get into playing an instrument? What's the backstory?
I started playing piano when I was 6 years old, and it was a lot cooler to play Shania Twain songs on the guitar at 8, so I picked up a guitar and never really put it down.
Nice. From Raven K, what is your favorite song on the new album and why?
If I had to pick a favorite, probably Champagne. It's just been amazing see fans react to it. It's so much fun to play live. It's the first time I've ever had a baritone sax on my record, so, yeah.
I don't even know what a baritone sax is.
I think it's a saxophone at a lower level.
Oh, is that really what it is?
Dang, Amy, I'm so impressed.
Amy was in band.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. But my husband loves the saxophone.
Oh, your husband was in band.
True. Yeah, he played the sax. He likes Kenny G a lot.
Yeah, he's basically like Kenny G.
He basically is.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Lindsay Ellis here. All right, another question.
From Matt T. If you had the chance to jam with any guitar legend, living or dead, who would it be?
Oh my goodness, to jam. I mean, I just recorded all of Continuum as sort of like pre-production, like getting ready to record the project, this record that is out today. I re-recorded all of Continuum front to back. So if I were to jam with somebody, it would be pretty crazy to do with John Mayer.
That's a John Mayer record, Continuum.
Solid answer, yes. Yeah.
All right, what else?
From Linda B., what kind of jobs have you had other than music?
I mean, I've been playing on stage ever since I was a little girl, but I've also been a waitress, a bartender. I was like...
I cannot picture Lindsay as a bartender. I mean, I can.
I know.
But it's like knowing that you know how to make all these cocktails is kind of interesting.
I was a pretty good bartender, though, I must say myself. I mean, I haven't done it forever, but yeah, waitressing is the perfect job for a musician to do because it's flexible when you need to be on the road all the time.
Ask one more and they'll have play a song and then we'll come back to it.
Okay, this one's from Bert K. I would like to know about your family, where you grew up, your siblings, your parents, etc.
Wow, Bert, up close and personal. My brother is a couple years older than me. All of them still live in Calgary, Canada. My parents, my dad's an engineer. My mom works at the college back in Calgary. So nobody really has done music professionally. I'm the first one crazy enough to do it.
Your dad plays.
My parents both play instruments. My brother plays guitar. My dad plays anything with strings. My mom plays piano.
I mean,
yeah, my dad has a band.
I don't know this stuff. Sorry, I don't know this stuff. I'm on this interview.
Yeah, yeah. Like, your family's musical.
That's true.
Just do it as a hobby.
But they do it as a hobby, yeah.
So you have instruments here, and the record's out today. It's called The Project from Lindsay L. Okay, so are we ready to play?
We're so ready.
We hope you download she hopes you download The Project today. Lindsay L.
I really do.
This is called Champagne. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. All right, so I decided I would not interview Lindsay, so listeners have sent in questions. And so we're asking them from Facebook. Go ahead, question.
This one's from Allison D, and she says, or she wants to know, what's the sweetest thing Bobby has ever done for you?
Oh, come on. This is a professional interview.
I like this question. The sweetest thing, this past Valentine's Day, he dressed up in a top hat with a cane and a single rose and picked me up at my house, and we went for a nice romantic dinner at Waffle House. It was so sweet.
That's the sweetest thing of everything.
But on Valentine's Day, he's supposed to be sweet.
Right.
Yeah, like, what's something? We need something like, you
out
know,
of everything. He gave me this envelope because I had been talking, you know, around Valentine's Day that I really wanted communication from him. And so he gave me this envelope that said communication on it. And it was this like 3-page written letter.
Yeah,
how
see?
He felt.
How about that? Yes.
Well, so it was pretty amazing.
How has the communication been since?
Next question, please.
That was several months ago.
It's been a challenge.
And then
challenge.
Has he done anything sweet since then?
Yes. He does.
What's wrong with you guys? This is right out of a professional artist interview.
Like,
yeah.
He always says,
back in the summer of 2003.
My birthday last year.
Go ahead.
He always says, he's like, I don't do very many sweet things, but right when you're kind of at the end of your limit, then I do something really, really nice to kind of
reel it back in.
Everything at bay.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's not exactly true.
What
I don't
is
feel
true?
Like that's a fair.
Well, defend yourself. You're here.
No, I'm the radio host.
Amy.
Go ahead.
Amy B. would like to know from Bobby. I'm asking
Amy
you a question
B.
now.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm like, defend yourself.
I don't need to defend myself.
Oh.
I'm good. I'm just hosting the show here.
Okay. I've been on the road a lot recently.
No, and so you don't need excuses.
It's been... No, I'm not giving excuses. I'm just kind of being real with how it is. And so it's tough, any long-distance relationship. And I feel like in the past few weeks, anytime I come home, Bobby's just having a tough time dealing with it.
Oh.
Just to be real. And
well, Bobby's gone a lot.
Bobby's gone a lot, and I'm gone a lot. But there's been a couple of times where I've come home, and I'm like, let's grab dinner. Let's hang out. Let's do something. And I think that he's trying to figure out in his head how to deal with everything right now. And it's a lot from...
What's happening right now?
Yeah, I know. Our relationship. No, this is...
She has a record out today. This is...
Stop.
I'm answering Amy B's question, okay? Amy B's question was on the list.
Go ahead.
It's a lot to deal with. And so, as we all know and love Bobby, he has a specific way of dealing with things in his life, specifically emotional things. And sometimes his first option is to try to push it away.
Bam. She knows you well.
And
about
so
to say retreat.
We've been,
that was the word I was going to use.
We've been but I will say we've been dealing with it in a really, really great way. And I'm so proud of him because he's actually in the past week, it's been like night and day difference.
All wow. right. That's Lindsay L, everybody. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah,
okay.
Jeez, man. Go ahead.
I mean, questions are questions.
Go ahead, Amy. Ask something else. If it's there, you can ask.
I'm ready.
It. Morgan pulled him.
Okay. Summer. No, that can't be it. Jordan P. wants to know, does your relationship with Bobby hinge on getting the last seat for the Radio Hall of Fame?
Is that the question you're worried
about? No, of course not. However, I will say, if I was getting inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, he would probably be the first person that I invited. Just because... if I was getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, that's a really special day, and I'd want, you know, somebody really close to me in my personal life there. And it's completely Bobby's decision, and I will respect it any way he goes.
Eddie, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't like her answer.
Yeah?
No. I think I should be on it because I'm on the show, obviously. But
and that's
no.
a very valid point, Eddie.
And like Lunchbox always says, you know, girlfriends come and go.
Eddie!
I'm quoting Lunchbox!
Oh my goodness!
Oh.
I will say that it's a special day. The minute you were nominated, I looked up the date and like blocked it off on my calendar because I want to be there for you. So I will be there for you. Regardless of if it's from...
You hadn't even won yet. You were nominated.
Yeah.
Or not. Because I'm super, super proud of you.
Okay.
Bobby.
Give it.
Yep.
I'm just sitting back. Like I said before, I'm not doing the interview. I know too many things. So what else you got?
Shane S. wants to know, has Lunchbox ever put the moves on you?
That's a good question.
What kind of question is that? That's the dumbest question. I mean,
Lindsay, he's been with his wife.
I've been married. Like,
no.
I don't understand. Like, how would I put the moves on her? Quit looking at my butt right now. But
why are you so defensive?
Question.
Just say no.
No, Shane, you're an idiot.
Shane's just asking.
You're an idiot.
He didn't say that you did. He asked.
The reason I do know Lindsay, though, is because of Ray.
That's true. Ray was trying to date Lindsay.
Ray used to keep a picture of Lindsay up in the glass room, and he was like, I'm going
to No, but Ray used to be a fan of mine and used to comment on, like, kudos to you, Ray. You used to comment on, like, every Instagram post.
He still
does. Such a creep, dude.
It's like he lives on Instagram when he's not working.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Lindsay Ellis here. Do you have any other questions or can I play a game now?
I mean, I guess I can do a bonus one.
Okay, go ahead.
Bonus question.
Go ahead. One more.
Okay. Summer A says, has Bobby ever told you that he loves you?
That's not on there.
He has not told me that. I mean, just to be real about it, I have told him that, and I...
What's happening with you?
This is awesome!
This is stupid
Bobby,
here.
Jerry!
I didn't want to. I didn't want to say it to him until he was, I mean...
Ready?
Ready himself, but I just felt like I needed to be honest with how I felt, and so...
I'm so uncomfortable.
I did, and I was like, you don't need to say anything, and so now he either says... shh to me after I say it to him, or he says thank you.
He says shh.
Yeah.
You say shh. When someone is telling you they love you, you say shh.
Yeah.
Like shh. Or like shh. Bobby. And I think Lindsay knows a lot of your past and your that I think it's sweet you gave him permission, I guess, to not feel pressure. Yeah, she gave you. She was saying it's okay.
I never said it my whole life.
I know.
I don't plan on giving away my flower till later.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Bobby has the best heart that I've ever met. I wouldn't be in this relationship if I totally, wholeheartedly didn't want to. It's just we're helping you be able to show emotion.
It's going to be stupid.
What about that album?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Thank you very much.
Well, Bobby, I mean, if we're being honest and we talk about the album and some of the songs on the album, I mean, the album is sort of some of...
I mean, good
you.
Point, Amy.
Thank
good
you.
Point.
Yeah, we are talking about the album. Kind of.
Okay. So the single is Waiting on You.
Huh? Who's that about?
It's a good one there. I like that one.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good song. I approve of that song. Anything else, Amy?
I mean, depends on how much you want to talk about.
Lunchbox, anything you want to ask?
Yeah!
Oh, boy.
You want to wait one more segment?
Yeah. We'll come back.
All right, Lindsay Ellis here. The project is out. Her record's out. It's you can download it today. We encourage you to go to the store and get it. Go to Walmart, go to Target, wherever you get your CDs.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
All right, Lindsay Ellis here. She has a record called The Project. The album's out today. And so there are 12 songs on this. You wrote 9 of the songs.
I did.
And 3 of them you did not, but it's something cool about 3 you didn't write.
Yeah, cutting outside songs was something I hadn't really done in the past, but my producer, Christian Bush, was like, cut songs that you know that you would never write yourself. And so I was able to showcase some of my favorite female artists in town. So Space was written by Caitlin Smith.
Here's a little bit of Space for you. And Caitlin's been on the show and played on our show many times. Caitlin played our $1 million show with us.
She's so, so good.
Yeah, so here is Space.
You couldn't get close enough. Brightest in the sky, baby, you and I so alive. Do you ever think about us? Are you out there with the stars? All alone, is there someone in your arms?
That's Space. What else you got?
Always Kiss a Girl was written by Carly Pierce.
There's no black or white, there's no every time answer. There's no cut and dry, wrong or right, card to hand her. But watch any movie, it's all the same ending. If you're ever in doubt, it's not even a question. Always, 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 always kiss a girl. Always, 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 always kiss.
And...
And White Noise was written by Kelsey Ballerini.
That's cool. So you have 3 songs that you didn't write, but Caitlin, Carly, and Kelsey wrote.
Yeah, there's so many talented female artists in town.
I'll play some of White Noise here.
Broken heart beating, silence and breathing. That's all I hear these days. Ceiling fans spinning, rumors beginning. That's all I hear these days.
Project is out today. Lunchbox wants to ask a couple questions. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lindsay Ellis here. Go ahead.
Let's go back to this Radio Hall of Fame, you know, situation. Okay. Because I'm gonna call you out on one of your lies.
Okay. Oh, boy.
The first person you would invite was Bobby. And I don't believe that because your parents would be the first person you invited.
I actually talked to my mom about this a couple of days ago. And I was like, Mom and Dad, I would totally invite you. But I would call Bobby first. If I was being inducted into the Hall of Fame...
Do you believe her?
No.
Okay.
I would call...
Because I talk to him every single day. I talk to my parents maybe once a week.
Yeah, but your parents... I mean, like...
Don't get me wrong.
Parents don't come and go.
They don't come and go. Parents are your only parents.
She's not seeing Bobby.
They would be the top 3 people. But I'm not in a relationship if I don't think it's not for real. You know, I don't have a boyfriend if it's a come and go situation. If it's a come and go situation to me, then obviously you get out of the relationship.
Right. Okay. So is there a little bit of selfish reasons you want to go to the Hall of Fame so you can be on the red carpet with Bobby and then be like, man, who's that girl?
Huh. I even told him that I would be backstage sitting like in the kitchen or whatever. I just want to be there for him and with him and be able to give him a hug once he walks off stage. So I don't even need to sit. I just want to be there for him.
And then last but not least, Do you ever get, because he works all the time?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to convince him not to work so much so you can spend more time together?
Very rarely. I work a lot too. If anything, I'm gone more than he is. And so both of us are kind of workaholics, and we'll go out for dinner and be on Twitter at the same time. And so, but yes, if there's anybody who's going to call him out on it, I'm probably the first one.
I rest my case that she is just fluffing you up, trying to get to that Hall of Fame.
She's fluffing me
up. I'm not
up.
Fluffing him up. I mean, I almost hate vacation as much as Bobby hates vacation. I can go on vacation for about three, four days.
What is wrong with y'all?
I know.
Three, four days. Bobby doesn't even like 24 hours.
He doesn't even like 24 hours. Yeah. I can go 3-4 days, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go back home now. I've, like, seen wherever we are.
Yeah, I get
ready
that.
To go back home. But, yeah, about 36 hours when he starts getting restless, and he's like, all right. Where's Wi-Fi? Where's our plane ticket home?
Where's Wi-Fi? He's not going anywhere where there's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm not doing that for 6 hours. I'm doing 36 hours. You're crazy. Lindsay L., her album's called The Project. I could get used to good, 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 good. The song's called Good. Turning my troubles upside down. The song's called Mint. Baby, we're mint, like a crisp Benjamin, fresh off the print. Baby, we're timeless, like a classic song. It don't matter how long. We may scratch. We've learned a lot today.
Yeah, we have.
I haven't asked very much. I'm just going to step back and let it happen.
Mm-hmm. No, you got attacked, man.
I did earlier.
I didn't get attacked.
Thank you. I did hear
Lunchbox
Yell.
So we talked about how amazing he is.
No, he didn't. Amy's like, has Bobby done anything sweet to you? And Lindsay goes, well, back in the summer of 06. And I was like, what the? What's happening?
No. The question was, what's the sweetest thing? And an envelope with the word communication written on it? I mean, that's pretty sweet. Gotta give him props.
I guess that's true. It was. She is taking the context of the question.
Lunchbox.
Yeah. I was looking at your bio on like Twitter and stuff. And just so you know, if you're so serious about Bobby, you should put him in your bio.
I don't think that's
No, that's not good for
him.
Are
you,
not
are you
that.
In a relationship on Facebook with him?
I have not.
You, oh, come on.
Been
see,
to my
come on.
Personal Facebook buy, page lunch in
buy
forever.
Buy the album, and that's all I got.
All right. The
that's
album's called okay. The Project. Lindsay L. It's out today.
I have fresh questions just came in.
No more questions.
No, I really do.
She'll come back next week.
Fresh questions.
Yeah, she'll come back next week. All right. Lindsay, great to see you. I know you got a lot to do today.
Thank you guys so much.
This has really been an experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked at the shh right now. Like, we need to talk about that further later.
Bobby, I'm just happy that I could spend, you know, the day my record's coming out with you.
Yes,
and when we could share this moment together.
And a very important moment she's spending with
exactly.
you. She's making that clear.
Yep.
She's spending
that's what I do.
Very...
That's how I do it, though.
What?
Shh. Exactly how he does it.
Yeah. I can't kiss her.
Kiss her.
Kiss her.
I've kissed
kiss
her before.
Oh, kiss her. Kiss her.
We're not
kiss her.
10.
Kiss her.
All right.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Lindsay, I'll get the project. Gotta go.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
All right, my stepdad, Arkansas Keith, is on the phone. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, good. I want to run this story by you real quick.
All right.
This guy caught a state fishing record, a 36-pound blue catfish. And that's a state record there. And I was thinking, 36 pounds? Like, I feel like we had catfish bigger than 36 pounds.
We did. Lots of them.
Right? I didn't think I was crazy. I wanted to get you on the phone to verify. So that's the state record. It's, the fish is 38.5 inches long. It's 36 pounds. Like, what were we pulling in back in the day?
I don't know. I can text you a picture of when it weighed 42 on my phone. Whoa. I've got a...
Whoa.
Nope. That might be like a lion class or something. You know, like 6-pound lion class or something like that. There's lots of catfish around here. Yeah, lots of them.
And maybe because it's Delaware and there's not that much water.
Yeah, small
but I
state.
I'm just telling you, I remember pulling out... And listen, it wasn't me doing the pulling out. But yeah. I remember him pulling out catfish as big as that 36 pounds.
There's lots of catfish in this area. That's not uncommon.
You doing much fishing anymore? Like right now?
I do. I'll send you a photo of a big catfish.
From when?
Year before last.
Okay. What are you doing right now? You're cutting in and out a little bit. Are you working? What? Yes?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah. Are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing today?
Yes. Tomorrow's a day off. Fishing tomorrow.
You're okay now, but you're fishing tomorrow. What will you be trying to catch tomorrow?
Whatever bites, you know, how it is with a live shad, we'll probably be fishing for some blacks and black bass and some white bass, stripers.
See, Scotty?
Did you already catch a shad, or you have to go catch shad first?
We'll catch them in the morning at daylight.
Mm, all right.
You know how the routine is.
Oh, trust me, I know the routine. I thought you already had some. They don't last overnight. They all, or at least 3/4 of them die if you hold them overnight.
They're very, very hard to keep alive. But you get them in the morning, we'll get a morning trip in and see what goes on.
What's the rest of your day look like today?
It's looking like a day of good day. A good day.
What's
it's
a good
hot here?
What's a good day out at the park?
It's going to be in the low 80s. The temperature is, and just cooling around, enjoying it. It's not going to be bad at all because tomorrow is off day. So we'll be kind of taking it easy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You drive a big mower?
Yes, I am.
How big's a mower?
John Deere 1450.
Hey, 1450.
No idea. I've not, like,
yeah.
That's a big
it's
one.
Like a front, it's like a little tractor with a front deck on it.
Yeah?
It's a little tractor with a front deck on it. It's front deck mower is what it is.
All right.
It's like six foot at a time.
Whoa.
Well, I appreciate that. I just want to run this by you because I didn't think I was crazy. I guess Delaware, they just don't grow them that big up there.
Photo that fish.
Yeah.
I'll send you a photo.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
You can show them what real cat.
I'll show my listeners what real catfish are like. All right, I'll let you get back to work.
All right.
See you later.
Good hearing from you.
Yeah, you too. See you later. Bye-bye. Arkansas Keith, my stepdad. He used to pull him out of there much bigger than that.
Man, that's a big fish.
Not for him. He'll send a picture.
Love it.
He'll send him proof.
And tomorrow's off day, and he's going to cook another one bigger.
I love his attitude. Yeah. He's like,
just take it easy tomorrow.
Yeah, take it easy tomorrow. It's off day. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Shane. Modesto, what up?
What's up, Bobby?
You good?
I'm good.
All right, so here's the deal with Shane. Shane's coming to my stand-up comedy show in Modesto tonight. And Shane met the girl on Twitter. Remember Shane?
Okay.
Shane put his Twitter name out there. A girl tweeted him. And now you guys are coming to my show, right?
Yep.
It's still happening.
It's still happening.
Have you guys been talking back and forth a lot?
Yeah. Yes.
How good are your seats to the show?
Sorry, what was that?
How good are your seats?
I think we're pretty good seats. I think we're like in the front section.
Yeah, because you need to be a baller. Like, if it's like a first date or a blind date, you got to have good seats.
Yeah, got impressed.
Can't show up in the balcony. So how you feeling, Shane? I mean, she tweeted you. It's what if you come to the show and I'm not funny?
I don't anticipate that being the case, so I don't think we have to worry about that.
What celebrity would you say she looks like?
I was thinking more of like a Hayden Panettiere.
Okay, and what celebrity do you look like?
Oh, man. I don't look like a celebrity.
Mm.
What characteristics do you have that might be like a celebrity?
What cartoon character do you look like?
What cartoon character? Oh, man. I don't know. I'm just my aunt used to tell me I looked like a young George Clooney.
Back. Okay, so we have George Clooney and Hayden Panettiere.
Coming to the
you guys
show.
Are going to make a great baby.
Wow.
I'm going to be able to spot you guys in the crowd, no problem.
He's like the hottest man in the world.
Wow, Shane, I got to be able to see you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah?
Like, you hold up a sign or something.
Bobby,
dang.
You'll know.
All right, Shane, I will see you, okay? Because I'll see George Clooney and Hayden Panettiere in the crowd for sure, in the front.
There you go.
All right, good luck tonight. You met her on Twitter. You put your Twitter name out on the show. Maybe on Monday you call us and follow back up and let us know how it went afterward, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Have a good time. So tonight I'm in Modesto, California. If you're listening and you want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. I got to tell you, I got TV networks coming out, both shows, tonight and tomorrow night.
For?
To watch.
Okay.
Because I'm not in California a lot and they want to do all this, whatever. So they're kind of nerve-wracking shows.
Ooh.
I know. It's like being scouted by the pros.
Yeah. You got to bring your A game.
Well, no, I bring one game and one game only.
Oh.
Yeah, B minus. But still, if you want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, drunk trivia. Amy, you're down $60 to me.
Yeah.
We started it earlier this week. Lunchbox talks to people who have been drinking way too much, ask them trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Ready.
What's making your night so great?
Because she loves your show. And she said, oh, I love Bobby Bones Show, blah, 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 blah. Everything. And then she was like, oh, yeah, I think that ass lunchbox. I was like, okay, we'll take some pictures of you.
So what is your role in this bachelorette party?
To make sure everybody gets drunk as they possibly can with being safe.
What was the last state added to the United States?
Okay, now we're asking her. You get to choose. Does she get it right or not?
Okay.
Now, it's worth $20. You're down 60. Does she get it right or not? The answer of the last state is Hawaii, I believe.
Correct.
Okay. Does she get it right? Amy.
I feel like she could go back and forth between Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to get it wrong.
So you say she gets it wrong.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Oh, my.
Amy's down to $80. Just like that.
I quit. These people are either.
Just like that. Now, do you want to go double or nothing or just another 20?
Oh,
yeah. Double or nothing on $80? Oh, my God. I didn't even double or nothing on 20.
What do you want to do?
Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Double or nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's for charity. It's for charity. You do.
No, I.
You're in control of it.
I got to go with the opposite of my gut.
Okay, here we go. Double or nothing for $80.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk?
I'm probably a good 7. A solid 7. Like, probably, if I drink too much more, I shouldn't drink anymore.
You know, you're a mom. You should drink Pedialyte.
So you should drink Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer and Gatorade in the morning.
When you have fractions.
Fractions.
The number on the bottom is called what?
Oh, there's no way she gets this, but it's your choice. It's $80, double or nothing. The answer, I believe, is the denominator.
Denominator.
Yeah, right. We all knew that. Will she?
Yeah, it's up to you.
She's a mom.
It's worth $80.
What if her kid is learning? What if she just...
Does she get it right for $80?
The denominator.
Does she get it right?
The denominator. She does not get it.
For $80, please say denominator. Please
no,
say denominator.
Don't say denominator.
Please.
Please say numerator.
Here we go.
The dividend.
Oh!
Yeah! Boom!
Are you throwing stuff at me?
That was confetti.
That's rude.
That's right, winning confetti.
All right, we're back to even. Okay, well.
Whoa, that was amazing.
We'll pick the game up. You want to do one more for $50?
No.
For charity? Okay, next week. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Shout out Costco. If you're a fan and you're also getting married anytime soon, you can now set up a wedding registry at Costco. Yeah, it's all powered on myregistry.com. So, I mean, you could register for things that'll last you forever because Costco has it all.
Yeah, you got to talk to me about this because one, never been married, no weddings, and I don't go to Costco because I'm single. So is this a thing? Like, is this a beneficial thing?
I just have never seen on a wedding registry anything like a bulk store like that, like Sam's or Costco. I could see so many guys loving it and going in there. Because, I mean, your husband or your fiance at the time, you both go register a place and you have guns. And, like, they get bored, like, shopping for the dishes and various things. And all the kitchen supplies. But my husband would probably be like, sweet, we're going and we're registering for toilet paper for a year.
That's fine. Speaking of guns, did you see the Walmart story?
Yeah.
Where, no? Yeah.
What?
There was a Walmart, and I have to go from memory, they put a banner up over guns, literal guns. It said, be a hero at school this year.
Yeah, like right next to each other. Back to school and guns.
Oh, yeah. So it's just a placement mistake?
Yeah.
It's a placement mistake. I mean, it's an accident.
Yeah.
But you walk in and it's over the guns, like all the rifles, and it's like, be a hero at school this year. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Taco Bell has a new burrito that is going to be loaded with spicy Pop Rocks.
That actually does not sound good. And I love terrible. Taco Bell. Listen, I love Taco Bell. If it's late at night and I'm doing stand up or the band's traveling, I'll go get a protein bowl. I love it, but that does not sound good. The Pop Rocks, is that a thing or is it like a test thing?
I think it's a thing. It's called the Firecracker Burrito, and it comes with two varieties, cheesy or spicy, and they both.
I do want to try it. The more you talk about it, the more I'm interested in trying it. Though I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I know. Did you have listen? Has anybody tried the Firecracker Oreos?
No.
No.
It's like fireworks in your mouth, and it's amazing.
None of that sounds good to me. Like, I love Oreos, and I love Taco Bell, and...
But you just don't want Pop Rocks in your mouth?
I don't want Pop Rocks in them. Mm-mm.
Oh.
We used to put them in Coke, though, back in the day.
Oh, make it fizz it up.
Yeah, it was like fireworks soda. What else you got, Aim?
Okay, well, I don't ever really think about how my phone's blue light could be causing skin cancer.
Oh, I have a theory,
what?
By the way, about this.
Okay.
Dog. Have I talked about my dog theory in the phone?
No.
No.
Okay. My dog hates it when I take pictures of him. because I hold my phone up to him. He hates it. I feel like dogs know there's some kind of radiation or something coming off this phone, and they're not, they don't want to not be on camera. They don't want that pointing at them. They don't want whatever that light is, whatever that we're putting up to our face.
The blue
like
light. Amy's,
yeah, whatever yeah. it is.
Yeah, it comes like, from our computer, our cell phones, all that.
That's what I think. That's my theory because my dog's telling me this.
So there's,
what do you what well, do you know in your factual story?
Cindy Crawford is launching a sunscreen that will protect you from your phone's harmful blue light.
Sunscreen? Put sunscreen. It on every day?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
It's specifically for this. It's called Meaningful Beauty Environmental Protecting Moisturizer.
Oh, my goodness.
I trust my dog more than I do Cindy Crawford.
I know, but
what else?
Golly. So Uber has a new chat screen, just in case you Uber a lot. You used to have to go out of the app to like message them, but now there is an in-app message system with the driver.
Yeah, I saw that. You used to have a text with them.
Yep.
And you would text to a weird number. It'd be like 28 question mark pound sign purple.
Yeah.
And you'd send them a message and
now
get
you,
one back.
Now you don't have to do that. There is in-app messaging. Boom.
There you go. There you go. All right. That's Amy's pile. Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
How many times a day do you think you swear? Lunchbox.
25 to 30, easily.
Most people curse an average of 80 times a day.
What?
More than 3 times per hour.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Eddie, how many times do you curse a day?
I mean, no more than 10 words. Mostly see, here at work.
At us. Mostly yeah. just at us.
Mostly at Lunchbox. Yeah.
Mostly early in the morning. I mean, Amy and I don't curse at all. Zero cursing at all. I haven't said a curse word in probably a solid year now. I think I'm going to get back on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Do it right now.
Why? Why would you get back on it?
Because it's just some stupid ship, man. I'm just, you know.
Oh!
Dude, you got me.
Dang.
I thought you almost said it.
I was like,
no.
Wow.
I'm so disciplined. I don't curse. It's just a thing I do in my mind. Like, I like to discipline myself at things. I don't mind cursing. I actually like cursing. But what's weird, it's like drinking. People won't curse around me. They'll say something. They'll go, ooh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I know.
We feel like that now.
Yeah.
You, around me?
Yeah, I do.
A little bit,
it feels weird. I don't want to do that around you now.
And people won't drink around me because they're like, ooh, I know you don't drink. But
it doesn't matter. My
Let's
dad.
Let's party. Let's curses. Curse and party it up.
Let's do it.
Let's have a curse and drinking party.
Yeah.
All right, you two. Stop it.
Okay.
Thanks to Lindsay L. for coming by today. Her album is out today, and she came by. She performed. I hope you're able to check it out. The many thank yous to go out today. First of all, to Lindsay L. for coming in. She has a new album. I hope you're able to check it out. To my stepdad, Arkansas Keith, for coming on, talking about fishing. To you, the listener. To America. To Bald Eagles.
Yes.
To Weekends.
Yes.
Cheers.
Yes. I'm off. I have 2 stand-up shows. I'll be in Monterey and Modesto, opposite order. But doing some shows in California and... That'd be it. Amy, what you got going on?
I'm going to the beach.
Are you?
Yeah.
That a girl.
It's not far. It's like
Post
a super
picks.
Super close beach. Huh? Post pics?
Yeah.
Yeah, bikini
yeah,
pics.
Come on, Amy.
Probably, I mean, I'm taking a swimsuit, but I'm probably going to be under an umbrella the entire time with a big old hat.
Okay. Nobody's worried about your head.
Yeah, we ain't worried about that.
You get lots of clicks on the website.
Okay, so I just say to my husband, hey, will you take my picture real quick? We need clicks.
Yeah,
you might
clicks.
Break Instagram.
No, people do
Isn't
not care
that
about
what
me.
Every girl does?
Yeah.
Like, take a picture and post like some inspirational quote underneath the bottom of it. So you're not posting actually about the picture. You're like, sometimes you just have to look life in the face and tell it, I own you. And then if it's a picture of you in a bikini.
Just being all nonchalant on the
beach.
Yeah,
and it's not even about the bikini, but yeah. Anyway,
people
have
do
a good
that.
Trip.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm going to do that in a man thong. All right, we're going to go. BobbyBones.com. Thanks to Lindsay. We'll see you Monday. Monday, Kip Moore in. Should mention that. Monday, Kip Moore in. And Monday, the John Mayer Bobby cast goes up. Have a great weekend. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.